It's Thursday, March 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As the rush to find effective treatments for COVID-19 intensifies, much is being made about other antiviral drugs that have been used in the past. The president has named drugs like chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine as potential ways to help treat the coronavirus. There has not been enough testing to see how it might help specifically with COVID-19, but there are clinical trials going on right now. Dr. Leo Galland, internist practicing in New York City, talks to us about some of the antiviral medications you are hearing about in the news. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Galland.
It's good to be speaking with you today.
Doctor, I also wanted to ask about some of these other drugs that we've been hearing about, some of these antiviral medications. I know the president had named some. What do we know about some of these drugs?
This goes back, this started with the SARS epidemic, and chloroquine, an antimalarial drug that's been around for decades, was used sporadically during the SARS epidemic. There was an appearance that it seemed to be helpful, but it was never studied systematically. More recently, a Chinese research team did a laboratory study in which they took chloroquine, but they also used a newer related drug called hydroxychloroquine, which has been on the market under the trade name Plaquenil, and it's used for treating autoimmune disorders as an immune modulator. And they found that the hydroxychloroquine was actually much more effective than chloroquine in the test tube in laboratory studies looking at its ability to kill coronavirus, and that it killed it at levels that are readily achieved in humans by taking oral doses. And they proposed a 5-day regimen for people who were COVID-19 positive. At about the same time or shortly after, a group in France did a small study in which they administered the hydroxychloroquine to a group of people who were suffering from COVID-19 disease. And also, they gave it alone, and they also added the antibiotic azithromycin. And they had a control group that received standard medical care. Now, they didn't really report on the clinical outcomes. They reported on the viral load and the virus shedding. This is very important because it relates to how infectious and communicable you are. And it probably relates to the severity of your infection, because the higher the viral load, the sicker you are. Right. And what they found, again, using this 5-day protocol, was that people who just received standard care at the end of 6 days still had a very high viral load. People who got hydroxychloroquine alone had a marked reduction in the viral load, and people who received the combination of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin had an even sharper reduction, so that there was almost none at the end of 6 days. Yeah. So at present, the federal government is sponsoring a clinical trial of hydroxychloroquine, and I just heard today that in New York City, there's just going to be a clinical trials of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin conducted. Now, these drugs are not without potential side effects and toxicity. They really need to be used under a doctor's supervision. Short courses are certainly much safer than long courses, but they have been used together and separately by hundreds of millions of people over a long period of time and are generally well tolerated, but not completely. And if you are prone to cardiac arrhythmias, if you have a condition called prolonged QT interval, you're not a good candidate to be taking these drugs.
Well, hopefully we can get a little bit more information and see if these could help at least possibly with COVID-19 a little bit more. But I know there's still some time left that we'll have to explore these other drugs.
I think we're going to know within 2 or 3 weeks how useful this is as an early treatment.
Dr. Leo Galland, internist practicing in New York City, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to talk with you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.